In this episode, we're going to talk about rule number two of the five rules that we started talking about a couple of episodes ago. You may recall rule number one is same page. The visionary and integrator must be on the same page. Rule number two, so what we're going to talk about today, is no end runs. Now, we are mainly focused on the integrator and visionary relationship. So what is an end run? One of the challenges many visionaries face, they build a company, they start something special, and they are just used to going in and telling everybody what to do, right? And then the company grows and they keep that up. They appoint managers, then they appoint executive team, and they still have a tendency to come in and walk in the room and say, this is what I want. That keeps us from focusing on our rocks, our quarterly goals. It keeps us from focusing on day-to-day accountability. We can't hold a manager accountable for his team if someone like the visionary is coming in behind the scenes and giving directives that may not be in alignment with what the manager or the other executives say. End runs, as we're mainly talking about, are here between visionary and integrator, because integrator is number two in the organization. But it can be anywhere inside the accountability chart, and it can't be allowed. So the best place to set an example is at the very top. The visionary and integrator must not have end runs. This is going to relate back to rule number one, which is stay on the same page, because end runs end up being a topic at our same page meetings quite often, because it's something that requires discipline and focus, and it's a change in many cases for especially a visionary. So the integrator has to make sure that he or she doesn't get surprises. You don't come down to someone in the department that reports under the integrator, like let's say marketing, and marketing comes back and says, well, the visionary called me up and said, we need to do something or go a different direction. So these things are very important. End runs are one of the biggest challenges and any integrator is going to face. I guarantee it, see it all the time. However, once a visionary becomes disciplined in working through the integrator, that totally changes the visionary's role in such a way that is much more productive. If the visionary isn't jumping into the business, but staying on top of it, on the business, and helping that strategy and help grow, and they should be living literally, as I've said repeatedly in videos, the visionary should be at least 90 days out. They shouldn't be going in today. So by enforcing the no-end-run rule, we actually help the company grow. We free up that visionary to be the exciting person that they really tend to be. So rule number one, stay on the same page. Rule number two, no end runs. In our next episode, we'll talk about rule number three.